you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky. Athletes are tough. As impressive and inspiring as it is watching a hockey player zoom around the rink, one can't help but feel a little intimidated, right? Tell me, when you're watching them play, are you wondering if you actually have what it takes to be like them someday? It's okay. It's normal to doubt yourself sometimes. I mean, it's not fun and can lead to various forms of negativity. But doubting oneself is not the end of the world. In fact, you should use it, doubt, as a challenge, because not only is it going to motivate us to seek new opportunities, but it will help us grow as individuals. How to overcome doubt. Doubt is also referred to as self-doubt. However, it means the same thing. Doubt is an overwhelming feeling of uncertainty and worry related to specific issues. For example, some of us experience doubt during quizzes in school. We believe that no matter how hard we try to study, we're going to fail the quiz. Self-doubt is the dangerous belief that no matter what you do, you're going to fail. It's a pestering feeling that lets you believe outrageously bad things about yourself. It's a nagging type of worry that won't let your mind rest and can only lead you toward failure. Where does doubt come from? In the previous section, I told you that we're going to improve your emotional well-being by building up your confidence, courage, and self-esteem. The reason we're going to focus on your emotional well-being is because it lowers the risk of self-doubt. When we feel bad about ourselves and doubt our capabilities, it's because we lack confidence and have little to no belief in ourselves. Doubt will rise because of this, and once it does, you're going to believe all the bad things it says about you. However, when you're confident, your emotional well-being is boosted to fight away any form of uncertainty or worry. So, the more you believe and value yourself, the stronger your emotional well-being becomes. And with strong and healthy emotional well-being, you can identify self-doubt and stop it in its tracks. Perry, 2022. Here's the thing, though. As young athletes, self-doubt tends to come at us quicker and harder, and this is because we've set up expectations and goals for ourselves. I want you to remember that our dreams and goals will welcome doubtful thoughts. Your biggest challenge is to make sure that you don't believe them. Every athlete struggles with self-doubt. How could they not? Think about it. Being a professional hockey player requires several hours of training sessions on the ice and off it to lead up to a game. A bad training session or game easily allows self-doubt to slip in and overwhelm their mindsets. Additionally, factors like poor sleep, injuries, or even lousy nutrition can affect the athlete's performance as well, causing self-doubt to appear. Athletes must work extremely hard on securing a positive mindset. We'll discuss mindset a bit further in Chapter 4. To overcome the slightest form of self-doubt, remember, when self-doubt occupies your mind, it will negatively impact your concentration and distract you from your goals. Self-doubt will harm your performance and affect your mental health, meaning that you're going to feel more anxious before games and during training sessions. It's also going to affect your relationships with your teammates and may cause a negative shift in your attitude. However, there are various ways to manage self-doubt. What are signs of self-doubt? Experiencing self-doubt is normal. Most of us don't even know that we're experiencing it, or worse, are trapped within its toxic loop. This is because we're constantly faced with challenges or in situations that simply make us feel uncomfortable or insecure. However, remember that when we're experiencing self-doubt, it's because our confidence levels are low and confidence, like many other positive emotions, can be boosted with practice.